Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Quantum Techniques Talk Radio, Bring Healing to Chaos, is a hit show to empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely! Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Stephen Daniel from Maui, and you are listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformational Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the power of this new healing modality. Each week on Tuesdays at noon Pacific time, we have some of the most gifted individuals and healers, speakers that we can find presenting different healing tips for you. And today we have Janice Stiebel, one of our QT practitioners from Texas. Janice, hey, say hi.
Hi. Hi there, everyone. I'm happy to be here.
And you must have not been born in Texas. I didn't notice the draw. So
no, I was born in Colorado.
Okay, well, that explains it. You know, I was born in Texas, so I can make jokes about Texas. But I left when I was 6 weeks old, so I didn't develop the speech impediment.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really have a draw. But I will say that somebody, you know, and this isn't a shot at Texas, but in the South especially, who is successful at building an energy medicine practice, that would have not have been possible 10 years ago. And then that's how much this new paradigm is reaching out. And you first did that, with homeopathy. But, you know, tell us about your healing journey and what brought you to QT.
Three things were happening in my life simultaneously when I learned about QT. I had been working as a homeopath and a healer for almost 10 years at that time, but I was diagnosed and found out through some testing, just confirmation that I was diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease. So that was number one thing that was going on. The second thing is I had just learned about EFT, which is another form of energy medicine, a kind of a precursor to quantum techniques. Thought field therapy is what it stands for. And I had learned about that, attended a seminar, and received some training in thought field therapy. So that had led me to do subsequent research and led me to quantum techniques. And then I had also just recently read Bruce Lipton's classic book, The Biology of Belief, and was beginning to put many things together in my own life. And those are some of the big things that were going on in my life when I was led to quantum techniques. My healing journey actually started 20 years prior to that, when I was diagnosed with a chronic bladder disease. I also had a lot of allergy symptoms, recurrent migraines, sinus infections, and just all kinds of ongoing chronic illnesses when I was in my early and mid-20s. And that is what ultimately led me to homeopathy. So at the age of 26, I was introduced to homeopathy, and it really brought transformational healing into my life. But over the years, even though I saw unbelievable healing with the bladder disease, with the sinus infections, allergies, a lot of transformation in my physical health, I still continued to have a pattern of sickness. And then, as I said, you know, I was diagnosed later on with Lyme disease when I thought I was supposed to be no one, you know, it took me by surprise because I thought, hey, I'm a healer. I'm a homeopath. I'm supposed to know what I'm doing here. Why am I still getting so sick?
Well, you know, my background was being a clinical psychologist, and I also trained in thought field therapy. And for many years, I was in a medically oriented practice. And, you know, if someone your age had come with all of those symptoms in which you did through traditional medicine that wasn't helpful, they would have said, oh, it's all in your head.
Mm-hmm.
This is just emotional issues. And their referral would either be to a psychiatrist, possibly put you on steroids, painkillers, or antidepressants, because traditional medicine does not really have a way of looking at the complexity and of both the physical, the non-physical, the spiritual, you know, the environmental aspects of chronic illness. They just don't do that.
Yeah, and that was where traditional medicine was leading me when I was diagnosed with a bladder disease. First, steroids, antibiotics, bladder relaxant types, drugs, anti-inflammatories. And then eventually I did have a couple of doctors tell me if I would just go on Prozac, you know. But traditional medicine did not work for me, especially over a time I became more and more sensitive to the medications and would end up getting secondary and tertiary illnesses just as a result of the side effect to the medication. So homeopathy really empowered me be released from that system, but it did not offer me all the answers I needed. I realized when I started working with you, Stephen and Beth, at Quantum Techniques, that I was repeating a generational pattern, and I had not really fully made the correlation between my family of origin and my own situation. But when I began to look back, I saw that my mother had always been ill, as far as I could remember in my life. It was always something, a migraine, debilitating allergy symptoms or gut issues, always needing some kind of a surgery or medical procedure, or, you know, just battling with depression. And I had taken on a lot of my mom's symptoms and personality traits as far as, you know, wanting to be perfect, wanting my life to be perfect. But when you're a perfectionist, the only out that you have is sometimes to be sick.
Right.
And so I think, you know, when I started working with Quantum Techniques, I had an awareness, especially over the years, that a lot of these emotional factors were playing into my a block for me to truly getting well and overcoming a lot of these things. But I did not really see a way of possibility to going into my unconscious mind where all the autopilot programming was running and make the shifts that I needed to make. And so reading Biology of Belief, I discovered that was actually possible, and then discovering Quantum Techniques, which is just a phenomenal tool. And like you said, I mean, so comprehensive, being able to look at every aspect of what's going on. And what we, you know, the little, you know, trademark that you have on the website, bringing healing to chaos, is exactly what happens, because we're able to find the full truth of what these symptoms mean, why they're continuing, from everything from the physical toxins to the non-physical, emotional, mental, spiritual aspects, and then bring all the pieces together so we can see a matter of healing that I don't believe is possible with so many other methods out there, even though they're wonderful methods. I think the more comprehensive, the more truth and light we can bring in, then our possibilities for healing become unlimited.
Well, and that's why that, you know, we come up with new scans. Our guys say we're blessed with new scans every year. And just as an example, it's kind of like your problem when you had that was not due to an antibiotic deficiency or a Prozac deficiency or a prednisone deficiency. And unfortunately, the medical model that says we have to burn, poison, you know, or cut something goes along with that. If you have to have a medication for everything instead of looking at your lifestyle and what's causing it, then they're basically saying, you know, you were made, you were born or created or whatever. Right now, you have a deficiency of Prozac in your system. So there is a way in which they're right. It comes back to a lot of non-physical fields, but even traditional psychology. And I was a psychotherapist, a psychologist for, you know, 25 years specializing in chronic illness. And I came into this work because I could do in a fraction of time with this work what was taking me months before and the stuff we do now. You know, the other thing, our mission is to teach people how to heal themselves, which is very different than, okay, you're my client, you're going to be my client till you die.
Mm-hmm.
We just have a minute before the break, and I just want to give an example. Beth had someone recently where the message was there was a child in Australia that was born with they felt like it had a stroke in utero, and so they couldn't move one side of their body. And so Beth and I scanned from the picture before they got on the phone. I said, I don't get a stroke. She didn't get a stroke. We had a fungal infection. The child had a fungal infection in utero. After the first treatment, the next day, the mother emailed and said, well, I'm not sure if it's this work, but he's moving his right arm. The day after that, well, I'm not sure if this work, but now he's crawling. You know, the next day after that, well, I'm not sure it's this work, but now he's starting to talk. Can we do another session? You know, and so again, they were going to go in and look at, you know, MRIs and all kinds of intrusive things. That wasn't the issue. The issue was a fungal infection. But traditional medicine doesn't have a way to find that very effectively. So we're going to go to a break, and then when we come back, you know, we're going to talk some more with Janice and a little bit more about her background in homeopathy. Maybe for those that don't know what homeopathy is, just a short description of that. And then we're going to teach you more.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques with Dr. Stephen Daniel. And my guest today is Janice Stiebel, who's talking with us about her transition from homeopathy to doing quantum techniques. Before we go further, Janice, I'd like for you to give people your contact information, your pager number, and your email address.
Okay. My email address is Janice, J-E-N-I-C-E, at quantumtechniques.com. The web address there is www.quantumtechniques.com, and my pager number is the 800 number, 877-214-7922, and all of us receive pages throughout the day and return the calls in as quickly as we can in the order they're received and get back to. And that's the way we work. It's a really incredible way to have a schedule.
Well, and it's really nice because, You know, if you're in a crisis today, having an appointment in 3 weeks is not near as effective as calling today.
Right.
And the other thing is, if you only need 5 minutes, okay, because, you know, this is somebody you've worked with before and there's just a small issue, they're only charged for 5 minutes. If they need an hour and a half, which is very rare, but I'm saying if they need 45 minutes and they may work with you with themselves, their child, and their dog, well, they only get charged for the time they actually use. There's no, you know, preset fee because we don't know. And we want to empower them, and then we send recordings to them to try to teach them what we just did remotely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different system, but I think it's really cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
Janice, tell us a little bit about your background in homeopathy, what homeopathy is, and then, you know, what caused you to decide that you wanted to transition into something different?
Well, you know, as I said earlier, homeopathy helped me a great deal in the beginning of my own healing journey. And as the years went by, at that time I was in a different career path, but as I learned more and more about homeopathy and various doors and opportunities and see in the world today, there's a growing list of epidemics that are present in the child population that we have, not just autism, but developmental disorders, including learning disabilities, sensory processing, speech disorders, ADHD, allergies. I mean, the list goes on and on. So that was early on a passion that I had. And I worked primarily at the beginning just training young moms, helping to consult them, helping them to take care of their own children in acute situations.
Did Janice, let me ask something. Can you increase your volume just a little bit for us?
Yeah, is that better?
That's better. Thank you.
Okay. So just, you know, at the beginning, working with acute issues, helping empower moms and families to take care of their young children. And then I received training with the Homeopathy School of Houston and began to specialize in chronic illness, working mostly with children, but with a lot of adults as well. And always during that time, especially for anyone that's a healer working with a chronically ill population, I think we're always looking for more and we're always learning. And what I noticed with my homeopathy practice and what I saw even with my colleagues, you know, was that although we had great success with many, many clients, there were some mystery clients that just didn't seem to respond like we would expect them to. And when I learned about quantum techniques, it began to make sense to me. I mean, even just the learning about toxins, physical toxins such as foods, inhalants, contactants, injectants and those things that we talk about all the time was huge, because understanding that toxins can reverse energy treatments, of which homeopathy would be an energy treatment, it began to make a lot of sense to me why some of my clients were responding well and others were not. And so just having the power to muscle test and see what was going on and why their treatments were not holding, how many treatments had they lost, what was standing in the way and blocking their healing, began to make a huge difference and a shift in my understanding.
Well, so, you know, and it's interesting. Homeopathy will tell you, well, listen, you know, if you do coffee or mint or some other things, you're going to erase the effects of your remedy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize that your laundry soap can do the same thing.
Right.
Or a food that you're bad on can do the same thing. Or, let's say, a tick bite can do the same thing. Right. And so they have part of that truth. And I think that's really important to understand as we're trying to advance healing, is that when I think I understand something, I've closed my mind to the next level of learning that the divine wants to send me.
Right.
And so what I say is, you know, I have some understanding and answers for today, okay, but I don't have the belief that those are the answers or understanding for tomorrow. And that's why we keep advancing probably at least once a month, given a new scan.
Right. You know, I think one of the first things that I remember you telling me when I early on began to work with you is that the greatest lie is a partial truth.
Right.
And even with my own health, I believe that I was suffering from Lyme disease way before I was diagnosed or realized what was going on. But I was able to manage my symptoms pretty well with the knowledge that I had. Now, that's not a bad thing, but because I was able to manage my symptoms, I allowed, you know, or that condition was allowed to go on longer because I didn't have the full truth about it. When I was able to see the full truth, even though it's not always what we want to know at the time, it really allows for the greatest amount of healing. And so over the years, and I've seen this with so many clients, I was on a really good diet, for example. I was eating really healthy foods, but I had probably made about 90% of the changes that I needed to make in my diet. The other 10% might have been healthy organic foods that some people would be fine for, but they weren't okay for me. I was reacting to them for one reason or the other. And it was finding the rest of the truth that really empowered me to get to the next level of healing healing myself and then being able to help my clients. So,
well, I think the other thing that I know working with you, which has been with every single client with chronic illness issues and every healer, whether they had an illness issue or not, is learning to recognize and set healthy interpersonal boundaries.
Right. Absolutely.
And boy, I've never met a chronically ill person. I rarely met a healer, whether they were ill or not, that understood the concept of setting healthy boundaries with themselves and with people, where they could tell people no comfortably and they could receive the no from other people comfortably. And that was a huge thing that I know shifted a lot of things, you know, with your kids and diet and all kinds of things. But you had to grow into that place.
Right, right. And that's so true. Being able to grow into it and take on different levels of accountability and responsibility for my own health. I noticed that even with my own, you know, with various clients that I've worked with over the years, but especially with Quantum Techniques, the people that really seem to do the best do accept that and see that they are not their illness, and they become a partner with their practitioner to read and learn and grow and become their own healer instead of just depending on somebody else to do it.
That are very active in the process, mm-hmm. and they come up with ideas themselves that we don't think of. I can't tell you how many things that I do now that were ideas of clients that helped them heal, and now they help other people heal. Whether that's products or, you know, a way of looking at things in a different way. And so we don't go into a session thinking we have all the answers. We have very comprehensive system that can reveal a lot of things to the body that the body may not be aware of and help them heal. But ultimately, the healing that happens, happens between the client and the divine. And so we don't take credit for that success. And that allows us to be real honest with people in telling them truths. And sometimes those truths are uncomfortable. I mean, you know, I've had people with cancer that said, well, I'm not willing to give up my pizza to heal from cancer. And it's like, well, okay. Then I guess, you know, you need to find a different form of therapy that doesn't require you to alter your diet. Not that every client has altered the diet, but I would say 99% of the clients with chronic illness are ingesting a toxin or wearing a toxin every day that's blocking their healing. So I would say 99% of the people with chronic illness do have to make some dietary changes, like yourself. Even though they were eating a very healthy diet, you know, some of that healthy food, it's like for me, if I eat kale, organic kale, I'll get a migraine. Mm-hmm. I don't eat organic kale, but it's very healthy. So that whole concept of testing for that person versus, well, everybody's good on this, everybody's bad on that, that the humans are too complex is simply not true. Let me ask you this, Janice. We have just a minute and a half or so before we go to break. Mm-hmm. In that short of time, could you just give a short definition for homeopathy for those that don't know what that is?
Yeah, with homeopathy, it is a system that uses small doses of specifically prepared substances. A homeopathic remedy can be made from anything imaginable, from an animal source, a mineral, vegetable, healthy body tissue even, like an organ or a gland in the body, or even a disease material, like a remedy that maybe is made from streptococcus or herpes material. These substances then work within a principle that like cures like, and they're very, very dilute, energetically prepared signatures of the substances that trigger a healing response in the body. So the way I understand it is that homeopathy and the remedies carry a healing frequency of that substance. We're able to, you know, dilute and get out all of the toxic elements of it that create a healing frequency. It's much like a healing code that we use in quantum techniques, because the QT code also carries a healing frequency of the treatment field that is created between the client and the practitioner.
That's just the QT code's a little more specific to that
right.
person
for much
that
more,
issue.
Yeah. Much more specific.
Yeah. Now we're going to have to take a break now, and we're, you know, we're going to take a break. You are listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques with Dr. Stephen Daniel and Janice Stiebel, and we will be right back.
Mongley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. This is Dr. Stephen Daniel, and I have Janice Stiebel here talking about her transformation in her own health, but also moving from being a full-time homeopathist to quantum techniques. And you were just kind of describing a little bit more about homeopathy when we had to take a break. Why don't you go ahead and kind of finish that discussion?
Yeah, we had just given a definition for homeopathy at that time. There are various forms and different ways that people practice homeopathy. When I was working with the Homeopathy Center of Houston, we practiced a very specific kind of sequential homeopathy that we saw great results with, especially with chronically ill children, because we were able to remove blocks to healing. And homeopathy does recognize that there are blocks to healing. With the chronically ill children that we worked with, we saw a lot of blocks that we recognize, such as pathogens, perhaps maybe strep or herpes, measles, Clostridia fungal infections, Lyme, vaccine residues, heavy metals, various things like that. But we would use specific remedies that resonated with those blockages in order to show the immune system what was needing to be removed, and that would help to remove that block to healing. What I have found with quantum techniques that I love is that there are no limitations to what we can clear as a block. We need to have a specific homeopathic remedy that resonates with the field that we find, because we can bring the block, and sometimes in quantum techniques we call those curtains, if you want to talk about that a little bit more, Stephen, but curtains, and we can remove those things to allow the body to see what it needs to see so it can heal. But we are really unlimited in what we can find and clear from the body. So I love that about quantum techniques.
Well, in that way, you know, homeopathy and quantum techniques really hold the same belief that the body was made to self-heal.
Right.
It was made to self-heal. So getting it to heal is really about removing blocks. Again, not necessarily cutting, poisoning, or radiating. And, you know, when we moved here to Hawaii, we have two Rottweilers, and we have about 2.5 acres, and all of a sudden, one of my Rottweilers started chewing her paws. you know, and using quantum techniques, I tested, and I got, there were three plants she was allergic to. Okay. Now, traditional veterinarian would have put her on antihistamines and steroids. And I walked around and muscle tested all the plants in the yard and found the three plants. I have equipment to make homeopathic remedies. Like, you know, Jenny said, you can make a homeopathic remedy out of anything. And so, you know, I made a homeopathic remedy, which I put into just water with a little spray bottle and, you know, lifted up my Rottweiler's lip and sprayed just water with that frequency in her mouth two or three times a day. And within 2 weeks, we got her over that allergy. So homeopathy is very powerful. I think it is a good healing modality. I just think that we've taken it beyond by addressing a lot of other physical and non-physical issues and brought in the concept of toxins. And then, like you know, Janice said, the frequency of a homeopathic remedy. So let's say for strep. Okay. Well, it's for everybody. Well, we can build a specific code that's a frequency. That's all it is. But it's like a much more specific, if I want to use homeopathy as a model, homeopathy that's for this person for this time that includes all of their issues and all of the blocks we found, not, okay, you can take this one for strep and you've got to take this one for clostridia and you've got to take this one for a fungal infection. Would that be a good example?
Right, because we would fold all of that into one treatment code if that was what the person was, if that's what the body was bringing into our awareness at that time as the priority for healing.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. What would be one of your, I'll say, one or more of your favorite healing stories with some of your clients since you started doing QT?
I have a couple of stories that are similar, but that I like to, that I've thought about, both with Lyme disease. And one of the clients I've been working with for around 10 months. So it's been a longer road, but over this time period that I've been working with her, we saw pretty rapid physical healing at the beginning. And now it's been amazing because I've seen her transform her life with her husband, her children, decisions that she makes, things that she does, and really changing her life, really empowering herself, learning a lot of quantum techniques. That is a really fun, you know, client to work with, because not only is she healing of the symptoms that brought her to quantum techniques, but she is changing her life. So, and then the other Lyme case was just an acute Lyme case that healed in a matter of weeks. And because of the level of specificity with which we can work, we were able to test, were there any foods or toxins in her environment that were blocking this specific event? What was the best medication? What was the best formula and other homeopathic supports, probiotics, et cetera, to use? And just saw that case clear up really quickly. So two Lyme clients with different outcomes has been really fun. I also worked with a teenage boy that had a debilitating knee ailment injury, and they'd been to everything traditional, chiropractic, orthopedic, you know, looking at different things, what was going on with his knee. Nothing had worked. And turns out it was an emotional issue having to do with some stress that was going on in the home. And within really one or two treatments, he pretty much cleared up and was back to playing sports that he loved. He had been out of being able to play sports for almost a year. So,
well, see, and that's the kind of issues that I was trying to work on when I was a psychotherapist in a medical setting for 20 years, but it would take months, and our success rate was nowhere near what we're doing now. Plus, you know, it's like you mentioned with the woman with the Lyme's, it's a transferable skill. Once she learns how to heal herself, she can teach that to her kids, mm-hmm. you know, and to her husband, and she can use those same things that you're teaching her, because this is a teaching therapy, and you record the sessions and send them to her. that she can then do a lot of that on her own with her family without having to incur additional health care expenses.
Right.
So I think the other thing that I want to mention is Janice has a huge expertise and client experience in autism, probably more than anybody on the Quantum Techniques team has absolutely treated more cases of autism, probably with both homeopathy and Quantum Techniques. And so I want to mention that because that's something that I know you've been real successful with, and that's been real helpful.
What I love, too, about working with techniques with those families is that any family that is impacted in any way by a child with autism or that's on the autism spectrum, the whole family is affected.
Absolutely.
Financially, emotionally, physically, often the resources are going out to the children so much, which is fine, but then the parents often are suffering from their own physical issues. And because of the way we work with quantum techniques, and especially in the last few months here, I've been bringing in as is possible the whole family into the treatment field on the phone.
Good.
Working, primarily with the child, but the body will tell us what needs to be done, and we can also treat beliefs or emotional blocks of the parents or other children in the family, and then that one code can be used to treat the whole family.
Right.
And I think that's very empowering and healing for people.
Yeah, because any chronic illness issue is always a family illness. It's always a family issue. Listen, before we take our break, I'd like for you to, again, give your contact information, your phone number, and your email address.
Okay. The email address is Janice, Janice, at quantumtechniques.com. And my toll-free pager number is 877-214-7922.
Well, blessings, and we'll be right back.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks
aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio and then all of a sudden their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques with Dr. Stephen Daniel and Janice Stiebel. We want to leave our guests with a couple of gifts today. One is a code that Janice is going to explain and give that to you. And then we want to give the first three people an opportunity to get the Truth Techniques 1 MP4 download, which is a 2.5-hour DVD teaching you a lot about quantum techniques and how to self-test. Janice, why don't you explain this gift code you want to give and then go ahead and give that code.
Okay, it's called a Qi code. Some of you, if you're familiar with Chinese medicine, Qi is the energy in the body that allows for healing. In homeopathy, we would call it the vital force or the life force. It's this energy that really encompasses all aspects of health and healing, including the physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, all those aspects that would strengthen the body and the immune system to raise or tune the body to a more harmonic or higher frequency in order to promote healing. And so I created this code based on some various things that I had learned from quantum techniques and from another healer that I've used, Byron White formulas, Byron White, who also has a master Qi formula in his remedies that he produces. But this code has the intention to raise the body's healing energy. So it's just able to balance and heal more effectively. And I'll go ahead and give the code.
Okay.
It's SH for side of hand, CH for chin, G50, meaning the gamut spot, and the number 50, thymus, G50, SH, again for side of hand, then LF for little finger, CH, liver, SH, G50, SH, LF for little finger, IF for index finger, TH for thumb, SH, G50, SH, MF for middle finger, LF, G50, SH, IF, EB for eyebrow, IF for index finger, CH for chin, G50, liver, MFOEAC9GUNG50SH. And then some, this follows with some chakra points, crown, forehead, heart, solar plexus, heart, crown, and then you would repeat the second chakra pattern 2 times in a row. The chakra patterns are downloadable for free on the Quantum Techniques website from the new client manual. And you can also find the points that we're referring to. These are meridian points on the body and acupressure points, and all of those things are available in that new client manual as well, or on the website to see where on the body we are referring to for the treatment point.
Well, and again, those points are all in a downloadable free manual, or on that, if you go on our website and look under watch, it will show one of our practitioners, it may be me or Beth, inputting those points as well.
Yeah.
And Janice, how would you recommend people use that in general?
They can use this if they have a Quantum Techniques code already. They could use it in addition to their code. If they are tired, lacking energy, this can be intended to be used for healing energy in the detox pathways, or just in general energy for healing. Or if you have an acute illness where, you know, you've got a sore throat all of a sudden and you just feel wiped out and tired and need more energy for healing, those are different kinds of situations where you could use it. And I would suggest, 3 times a day,
okay.
4 times in a row with the code.
Well, we do want to offer the first 3 people that email support@quantumtechniques.com. Again, support@quantumtechniques.com. The MP4 download of the Truth Techniques 1, which is a 2.5 hour long DVD that teaches you how do you learn to self-test and test for things like toxins and pathogens and emotional fields. And we just redid that last year. It's our best-selling product. About a year ago, we refilmed that and added a lot of new information, probably an hour's worth of information, and there's now 22 ways to learn how to self-test. So, again, the first 3 people that email support@quantumtechniques.com will have access to that for free. We've got just a few minutes left, Janice. What would you say is the most important thing you've learned from your experience in terms of coming to QT and using that to heal yourself, your family, and clients?
And I think the thing that I've learned the most is that nothing is wasted in life, that everything that comes to us, we can either receive it as a blessing or not, but it's really our choice, and that our beliefs really do impact our healing. And so they either empower us with positive, ability to have a more authentic, vibrant life, or if our beliefs are fear-based and limiting, then our experiences in life are going to be limited as well. But allowing for the elimination of fear and some of the lower, just these low frequency blocked emotions that I think we all get throughout life because of just the way that life plays out sometimes, being able to be empowered to live in the present and accept the truth for what it is with gratitude, I think is what I've learned and what I'm so grateful for, because I know that nothing in my life is wasted. And
that
for my clients as well.
That's right. When you realize that you can live a fearless life, because everything in life, even moments of great suffering, are opportunities for transformation.
Yeah.
You just have to position yourself to receive that. So I want to thank Janice today for sharing some great information with us, to thank all of you for turning in to Healing, Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. We've had a good time, and just join us every Tuesday at 12 Pacific time. Blessings from Maui.
You've been listening to Quantum Techniques Radio. Bring healing to chaos. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show that'll empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. Each week, you'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned guests and healing practitioners to discover the techniques to heal yourself and others. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing and remove wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.